Blog Talk Radio.
So dope. I just had to put it on again. Welcome to the Light of My Radio Show, y'all. I'm about to be with y'all shortly. Just wait for a few more callers to get in here. I'm going to be with y'all real shortly. So, in the meantime, we coming with a different spirit tonight, though. So, since we're coming with a different spirit, we want to set the mood right in a way that is marching towards unity. So, you know, I'm just going to hit y'all with this Bone Thugs, and I'll be right back.
Because that man walked among us. That man talked
People held me in such high regard after hearing me till they just wanted to touch me. And I would like my children to say to me, we watched you all your life struggle. See the rise, black people. Take your rest. We will carry on this mission.
We've been playing with you, marketing Jesus like some product, but ain't nobody walking behind the man. You think by praising his name that that will get you into the kingdom? If you're not willing to walk the walk and keep his name out your mouth, because you're nothing but a lying hypocrite. Listen to me good, because I'm coming after you.
Man, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. You know, it's a great day. It's a great day to be the Nation of Islam. It's also a great day just to be alive, man. Like, I want us to just ponder over that for a few minutes. We are alive in this day and age, with the one whom was prophesied to come, bro. And I'm not just talking about, of course, I'm talking about the Honorable Minister Farrakhan, of course, Master Ron Muhammad, and the Honorable Elijah Muhammad prophesied to come too, but the Honorable Minister Farrakhan in particular, because a lot of us weren't privileged to hear or see the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad in person. And a lot of us, most of us, weren't privileged to hear and see Master Farah Muhammad in his day. But to be with the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and to be fighting on the right side, the side of truth, freedom, justice, and equality, there's no better blessing than that. And because there's no better blessing than that, we have to be making sure that as his followers, soldiers, students, whatever we call ourselves, we have to be making sure that we're walking our path in the right direction. There's a whole lot that's been going on social media, as usual. And this show is dedicated really to my social media NOI family. A whole lot has been going on. A whole lot is going on as we speak. A lot has been said. False accusations, lies, rumors, etc., etc. But at the same time, we can't afford to get caught up with the disunity. We can't afford to get caught up by people who are clearly perpetrating the fraud. We have general orders. We have our military science. But God has given us so much that we can utilize in this hour. But apparently, the devil is giving us so much that we can utilize in this hour as well, but in a negative direction. Now, a whole lot of back and forth has been going on social media. Let's keep it 100. Everybody is guilty of it, including myself. Everybody is guilty of it. And I'm talking about going back and forth, not with just our open enemies, but going back and forth with one another. There comes a time where we have to sit back and think 5 times before we speak and 25 times before we post. This is what led to this show that I'm doing tonight. We've become so reckless online with one another. And again, all of us are guilty of it. To the point where our beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Ministry of Defense had to implement a social media guidebook for us. Now, many of us have it, just like how many of us have the restrictive law. And notice I'm using the word us. I'm not excluding myself. But at the same time, just observing our actions on social media, Facebook in particular, we've become no different than the politicians who we see slinging mud at one another in Congress. There ain't no point in us yapping at the mouth and criticizing Donald Trump when we, who are supposed to be the best example, are doing the same thing on social media. It's sad, man. And I had to stop and I had to look at myself. See, many of us are aware of the part 2 study guides that came out. Self-improvement, the basis of community development. Many of us ordered part 2 because most of us should have part 1. But what's the point in ordering the book, reading the book, and we're continuing to not look at self, but we're looking at one another? Well, he said this, she said that. He said this and she said that. Meanwhile, the drums of war are beating. The drums of war are beating louder now than ever. So we're distracted. So we like to talk about distractions. That's the main thing in 2018, going into 2019. Everybody loves to say, oh, but this is a distraction. That's a distraction. This is a distraction. That's a distraction. Hip-hop, that's a distraction. TV shows, that's a distraction. Your job is a distraction. Everybody likes to say something is a distraction. But what's a distraction, a real distraction, is the fact that we find enough time to go in on one another as if we hate each other on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, but at the same time, we are oblivious to what's going on right under our nose. Now, I don't know if any of us are familiar with what's going on regarding the government, or the so-called Jews are now saying that the Nation of Islam is receiving federal funding. I don't know if many of us are familiar with that, because we've been distracted by social media beef between one another, not nothing to do with music or artists. No, we're distracted with social media beef between one another, knowing that we have ways that we should be implementing to resolve those issues. We have a standard. But yes, the enemy is now lying again, saying that the Nation of Islam receives federal funding. Now, I know y'all don't believe me. You know why? Because I'm a black brother. So therefore, I'm going to play this little clip of one American news network. And here is what they have to say about the Nation of Islam receiving federal funding, which is, of course, a lie. But nevertheless, here's this clip.
$64,000 in contracts and awards from the U.S. Bureau of Prisons and the Department of Justice to the Nation of Islam between 2008 and 2019. That's a lot of our tax money funding Louis Farrakhan.
It's a lot of our tax money to a guy who has said, and I quote, that Adolf Hitler was a very great man. He said he called whites blue-eyed devils. One of the people in his organization said, we don't allow white people in our meetings, period. They're anti-Semitic. They believe that Israel caused 9/11. They say that the Jews are the, quote, synagogue of Satan, that Jews were responsible for the slave trade, and that they rigged the economic system against blacks. Now, the truth is that we shouldn't be too surprised that an Islamic organization shows up to be anti-Semitic, given that a study by Dr. Bill Warner, the Center for the Study of Political Islam, found that there was more Jew hatred in the core text of Islam than in Mein Kampf. But this is going pretty far.
I mean, this is money out of our paychecks every week, Chris. This is, you know, we work hard every week. We always see the huge chunk that the government takes out of our paycheck, which is hard enough as it is. But the idea that our money is going to pay for this, I mean, the point of this, they say that these grants to the Nation of Islam were for Nation of Islam religious services, Nation of Islam spiritual guide services, and Nation of Islam study services, and other related programming led by the organization's leaders. That sounds like indoctrination for me, indoctrination that we are paying for.
Exactly, Liz. Exactly right. I'd like your viewers to think about this. How long would it take you to earn $364,000? Now think about this. How long would it take you to pay $364,000 in federal taxes? Now think about that number of years, and for me it would be many years. That is how much the federal government has spent to promote jihad in jail.
Right.
Want to see more videos?
Wow. You see how they lie? I'm not even mad because that's their nature, but you see how they lie? They just lie. They just can't help it. Just a bunch of hypothetical liars. Just a bunch of liars. Now, I literally could go point for point and debunk all of what they just said. But that's not the purpose of the show. But nevertheless, for clarity, no, we don't receive any federal funding from the federal government, period. But you see, this is a trick for the gullible Negroes who are already saying that the minister in particular is an agent. So if you get a hater, a black hater, Negro, black devil, whatever you want to call him, someone like a Marshall, I'm not even going to use their internet name. I'm going to use their slave name. Someone like a Marshall or Elliot who will take that clip, cut it apart, run with it, and they go and say, see, oh, then it's Farrakhan. See, they said that they received the money from the government. See, why would they do it? See, there you go. That's another lie that they're trying to use for the ignorant masses. Because they know our people are gullible, 85%. Poison animal eaters. Easy to lead in the wrong direction. Hard to lead in the right direction. Again, I'm not even mad. But what frustrates me is that how we become so distracted. But we are not even aware of what's taking place right under our nose. This has been going on. These false allegations towards us has been going on now for about a week straight. And this is major news. You can just Google it. Fox News has covered it. I believe New York Daily News has covered it. Just type it up. It's there. But that's my point. The drums of war are looming. But we're so distracted and we're showing so much hate towards one another. But we're unaware of the enemy's intention and what he's doing right now. See, your brother and your sister ain't your enemy. And I'm talking about us who are beefing with those of us within the ranks. We have to be careful on who we receive news from. Like, these are our teachings, man. These are our teachings. But how many of us wasn't aware of these new allegations coming up towards us? So now you got the so-called conscious community who would easily take that and run with it. And next thing you know, you put two and two together, the Nation of Islam according to them, the Nation of Islam is a federal funded organization. And that's the reason why Malcolm X got killed. You see how they get easily twisted. And that's the propaganda that's coming out. But we're so caught up in some he say, she say nonsense on social media, knowing that we have the social media guidebook, but we ignore that because we allow our emotions to take place. Again, everybody is guilty of it, including myself. But after I saw that, I had to stop and say, man, this is very, very critical. And this is very, very important. And this is a reason why now we're starting to see a lot of these fake accounts on Facebook and YouTube in particular, especially YouTube. A lot of quote-unquote trolling going on. People masquerading in the name of, oh, I'm a believer, but not really a believer. This is what's taking place on social media. Now, people can say, oh, well, you know, that's why, you know, I'm going to just stay off of social media for a while. But what's the point of staying off of social media when the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has already told us that there are hypocrites and agents in the mosque, too? Even if you deal with them offline, you've got to deal with them online. If you're dealing with them online, you've got to deal with them offline. There's no escaping it. Only thing we have to do is just be smart enough to know what to say, what not to say. Now, again, this clip is public and is out there. And, of course, the research team has been doing their job debunking it. But, you know, again, you can't say a lot of things to black people. You have to pull up the white boy himself so he could tell you. So that's just the reason why I'm decided to do this show tonight, because I'm seeing us being distracted by ourselves. Again, self-improvement. Self-improvement. There are certain ways that there's a certain way to handle situations on social media that can easily be rectified, so we won't have to deal with it, and so we won't be distracted. But a lot of us tend to lean on our own understanding because we think we know. And that's just simply not the case, because if we knew, we would do better. And obviously we're not doing better because, again, a lot of us weren't aware of just this one piece of simple news, but this news has so much in it. The minister has already told us that they're trying to bring him up with charges, false charges. Brother Ishmael has already told us this. But a lot of us don't act like that's the case. I'm just going to give y'all this quote real quick. This is what Mother Tynetta said, October 28, 2013, in her article unveiling number 19. She says, "Their number one practice was telling lies, which caused division among the righteous people, causing them to fight and kill one another. The basic nature of the white race resulting from the grafting process caused them to become weak and wicked. After causing great trouble among the people, he then appears as the peacemaker and settling all of their disputes. He has literally poisoned the very air and atmosphere in which we breathe by his negative thoughts and action, thus breeding violence and murder wherever he goes on the planet." That's what she said regarding the white man. Now, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan has already told us that we have become the white man in black skin. So the very thing that the devil did, we do, because we have become little devils ourselves. You know what? I don't believe that, Brother Evan. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, I mean, I'm God, you know? I'm God. And besides, that's Mother Tynetta. That's what she said. I go back to the message and say, okay, cool. So what did the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say? Pittsburgh Courier article 1957. He said, among us, there are deadly hypocrites. We are honeycombed with this type of rotten character, so rotten that he is even worse than the enemy devil. For the devil cannot help himself. The white man cannot help him help his evil. So when he does evil, we are not excited by it. But when a black man who was born by nature of righteousness, who knows the truth, willingly chooses to side with the enemy devil and becomes a hypocrite or agent of the devil against his righteous brother, woe unto a miserable hypocrite, for the Holy Quran says of one such that he is the lowest death of the fire. There is no punishment too painful for a miserable wretch whom we call a hypocrite. Now, that's from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So, like what the minister said, what do you have to say about that?
Well, I mean, I follow the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, I follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I follow the minister. You know, what did he say about, you know, agents and hypocrites and stuff like that? Okay, well, here's what the minister said.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised if 30 of you in here are like that. I wouldn't be a bit surprised if some of my enemies are like that. Some of my security guards paid by the same damn enemy
but they smile when they don't mean it. Praise you, but they don't mean it. You don't know whether you can trust your mother today, because money is being used to buy your souls. And since you don't have loyalty to nothing, that's why Paul in his writings could say, treacherous times will come and men will be traitors. That's what's filling the black community now, filling black organizations and black churches, a number of traitors. You think you're studying Islam together, and one of those studying with you is an agent. Big Brother definitely is watching everybody today. The church is not safe. The mosque is not safe from that kind of character. No organization is safe. So I know I'm talking to some agents, but I'll continue to talk to you because I believe you can be resurrected. Death stands at the door, July 27, 2003. Now, you heard from Mother Tynell, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, what we're dealing with here. So do we think that COINTELPRO ceased their works in disrupting and destroying black organizations in 1975 when the Honorable Elijah Muhammad departed? Absolutely not. In fact, they turned it up. They turned it up. So how can you handle, how can we handle these people on social media? Because they're the ones who are distracting us from hearing the drums of war that is looming. Because we're so busy fighting one another. And this is very, very important, because our children are caught up in social media. Everybody, everything is regarding social media these days. And before I continue, shout out to our brother Ben X, whom the enemy terminated his YouTube account. And you know what? It was in the spirit of Brother Ben that inspired me to do this show tonight. Because I speak to the brother every day almost, and, you know, beautiful brother, beautiful spirit, you know, and he was doing such a great work and is doing such a great work. Enemy hates that. And not only was he making a living off of what he was doing, he was resurrecting people by the thousands and still is. So shout out to that brother, man. Like, you know, he reminds me of myself. Like, you know, the youth has something to offer. And the brother ain't afraid, man. The brother will call somebody out, but he'll do it in the spirit of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. That same spirit is what we should all strive to implement every single day, offline and online. Now, we have a couple callers. If you want to talk, just press 1. If you have a question, just press 1. If you just want to listen, then you're just remain doing what you're doing. So we've heard from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Tynell Muhammad. May Allah be pleased with her. But you see, distractions, man. Distractions. Flat Earth. That's a distraction. We all know what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches. We all know what the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan teaches. So why even entertain it? I'm done entertaining a lot of these Negroes on social media who are falsely representing themselves as if they're with us, and they're not. I've just discovered a few days ago a couple people who seem to always find themselves, and I just started thinking, I was like, every time there's an argument on social media or Facebook, these same individuals are always around. So I started thinking, I'm like, I did a little bit of background research on them and come to find out they ain't been to the mosque. They're not active. So I said, okay, But they always got something to say, instigating, causing us to fight one another. And then after that, they just back up. And meanwhile, we who are active are fighting one another. Now you got a problem with a brother who you never had a problem with. But those same people are who were in the middle of that. They moonwalked out of the conflict. So now you find yourself fighting with your brother or your sister. And you never had an issue with them before until this one individual who always seems to find their way into conflict came around. That's the kind of individual we need to separate ourselves from. There's ways we can handle it. If a brother is lying on you, or if a sister is lying on you, and you see that you're being slandered and falsely ridiculed, et cetera, well, you know what you should do? Report them. We have a chain of command, and it works. Report them. Well, I mean, I tried that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, what if they are inactive? You know, how can you report somebody who don't even come to the mosque? Block them, brother. Block them, sister. Block them, and they'll go away. You ain't got to worry about them unless you unblock them. But just block them. And call it a day. You see, we can't allow them to drag us down because that's what's happening. So meanwhile, while we fighting them, we are being falsely ridiculed and accused and lied on by the so-called Jews. So, but the fights that we choose to pick these days, they can be, again, it could be solved with just a click of a button. Just block them. I learned that. I used to like it. I used to be like, man, yeah, I got something for him. And I used to go in. But I slowly began to realize the art of war. No. Deception. All warfare is based off deception. You make a sound in the east, strike in the west. You make a sound in the west, you strike in the east. And that's exactly what happened. But we don't see it, man, you make it as big as what it is. How? How am I making this bigger than what it is? When the proof is in the pudding right in front of us. So now, when they come with these weak allegations of the Nation of Islam being funded by the government, many of us, when we hear it, we're stuck. Oh, man, I don't know how I'm going to defend that. How do you not know how you're going to defend it? You know the truth. But we were so caught up in fighting Brother Muhammad over there. So a lot of things can be easily avoided. You have the social media guidebook. But we don't even respect the Ministry of Defense. It's time for us to unite, man. What's the point of going to Savior's Day? Oh, I'm going to Savior's Day. I can't wait to go to Savior's Day. And you beefing with the brother or sister who you have an issue with. What you going to do when you see him? You going to fight him? You going to ignore him? Like, what you going to do? Solve your issues with the brother or sister. Dang. Like, again, we don't know. We do not know how or where we're going to be tomorrow. The same individual we're fighting on social media today, or in person, or at the mosque. You got a problem with so-and-so. Hey, yo, man, I don't like how he talked to me, yo. I don't like how he talked to me, yo. Okay, so if you don't like how he talked to you or how she talks to you, what should you do? What should we do? I mean, pull him to the side. Like, hey, yo, brother, sister, let me holler at you. What's the issue, man? Like, why you tripping on me? Why you always tripping on me? What's going on? Let's talk about it. We give. That's the thing. Now, I'm talking about those who believe in the same God as we say we believe in. The same Christ we say we believe in. We'll give the lost found, our people out there, more of a chance to be with one another. Your job about to cut you off, threaten to fire you, but before you say, man, you ain't gonna go in there. We ain't gonna go in there and say, man, yo, man, the hell with this crap. I ain't gonna do this. Da 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 da. No, what we're gonna do is, hey, can we set up a meeting first? Can we discuss it? Can we talk about it before you make your decision? Just give me 2 weeks. See, but when it comes to our own, the brother who wrote the same letter you wrote, sister who wrote the same letter you wrote, man, I think he's a hypocrite. You know, like, we got to stop, man. We have to stop. Now, if a brother is a hypocrite, there's ways and there's signs that can show that he's a hypocrite. There's ways and signs to show that she's a hypocrite. But come on, man. We don't know who we are going to need tomorrow morning. That's my point. Same individual who you got beef with be the same individual you end up calling because somebody done broke into your house or because somebody done disrespected your family or attempted to murder you or not only nothing like that, natural disaster may happen. Your home that got flooded. You need somewhere to lay your head. So who you going to call? Not Ghostbusters. Who you going to call? Not your job. You going to call who? Let me call Brother Cat, man. Let me call Brother Lieutenant. Let me call Sister Cat, man. Dang, man. That's all I'm saying. We must first be brothers and sisters. That's all I'm saying. And once we become united, that's when all of these individuals who are claiming to be with us will know that their time is up because now we're not breaking rank. It's all military strategy. So we have to be very, very careful these days because we do not want Allah to force us to unite. When a God does it, it's going to be in a way that we don't want it. And I know from experience. So it's the job of the agent to gather intel. It's the job of the devil to cause mischief. And it's the job of the hypocrite to lie and do the same thing, but he's worse than all three, according to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. So, we don't want Allah to force us to unite. That's all I'm saying. The same individual we beefing with on social media, man, you go to Xavier's Day, your plane gets delayed for a week, Allah forbids. Dang, but I don't know how I'm going to get home now, man. I ain't got no money. Who in this city? Chicago. Who in Chicago? Hey, I don't know nobody. Man, I know that brother, though, Brother X. Man, I cussed him out the other week ago, man. Like, I mean, let me hit him up anyway. See, we never know. Why put ourselves in that position? That's all I'm saying. But then when the ministers say, oh, we need unity and we need to unite, stop fighting amongst ourselves, et cetera, et cetera. We stand it up. Long live Muhammad. Long live Muhammad. But what? No. No. So we just have to make sure we follow and practice the best religion, which is to do unto others as you have others do unto you. Period. Because I'm just seeing it. And I'm not seeing us attack the enemy. We fight one another about everything. Music, food. We debate with one another about everything. But when it comes to people who really need to get that work,
nah, man, we don't need to debate them, man. Don't let them distract you, brother.
Brother, you distracted. You distracted. You want to fight the one who is going to FOI class with you tomorrow night. But you don't want to fight the one who said the minister needs to have his head on a stick? Yeah, you distracted. You don't want to fight the one who says all these wicked things about the man who you say saved your life, but I'm distracted because I want to fight him. But you're saying I'm distracted because I'm not fighting the one who's wearing a suit and bow tie just like me. What kind of ish is that?
Now, I don't go back and forth with them on Facebook, on social media.
But every other meeting in the mosque, you're trying to fight somebody. Like, come on. Like, I'm just saying, like, we just have to do better, man. We got to do better. And Brother Ben, I'm going to say, Brother Ben X, my brother from D.C., Brother Edward X, my brother from Florida, Brother Kareem Muhammad, and my brother from L.A., Brother Alfonso X, them brothers inspired me to do this show tonight. Because, man, when you don't look at self, that's the problem. Brothers pulled my coat on a lot of things, and they kept it 100. And that's what I respect. And that's why I said, well, doggone, man, I need to do something. I need to let this out because I'm seeing it. But I noticed we have very few callers here tonight. You see? So when I got, when me and my sister Desiree, when we got the rocket launchers and we ready to go ahead and aim the rocket launcher of truth at all these people, we talk about we want to light them up. Yeah, we got mad callers. But when it's time to talk about unity and peace among the ranks, oh, that's when we don't really have that many people on the line, which is fine. All praise is due to Allah. But I see what my brother Ben be saying. Brother Ben could put up a video that says, it's called clickbait. Brother Ben could put up a video that says, we must unite now or die trying. The video will get no more than probably about 1,000. No, I take that back. No, he'll get about at least 3,000-5,000 views on that video. But have Brother Ben put up a video that says, why I left the Nation of Islam. Instant 150,000 views. That's how sick we become. But it's the same thing even within the mosque or the nation. Put out a unity call, okay, because everybody was on social media, on Facebook the other day, man. We fighting one another. We need to stop. Okay, fine, let's put a unity call together, man. I tag everybody in, boop, boom, boop, call it a day. Let's get up here. Let's talk about it. Nobody want to talk about it. But when I'm about to expose someone for talking out the side of their neck, that's when, oh, man, I got about 30 callers up right here, like instantly within the first 15-20 minutes, 30 callers. But it just shows that a lot of us still haven't gotten over the slave mentality. That's what that shows. And it's unfortunate, but I mean, at the end of the day, all praise is due to Allah still. We just have to do better. That's my whole point. And we have to do better offline and online.
I'm taking a new approach. It's going. We're going into what, 2019? Yeah, I don't do no New Year resolution because I don't like that. But nevertheless, I'm taking a new approach on how I see things a lot more clear. Because the closer we get to Savior's Day, and beyond that, you know, the more we're going to be hearing these drums of war louder and louder and louder. So I'm going to take a quick break for about a minute. And then I'm going to come back and then we'll go to the phone lines. If there's anybody who have a question or answers, so just press 1 so I see it by the time I get back and then I'll unmute your mic. Hold on. Thank you.
So the Son of Man went back to his sin and said, I've been talking. The bones been shaking, but there's still no life in them. He said, well, don't talk to the bones no more. Prophesy to the wind. Let the winds blow on these bones. See, Bush is a wind. Your rejection at the table is a wind. My brother's going to dinner in the White House and can't come away with what is in the best interest of all our people. Jesse running twice, but still couldn't come away with what our people need. All of this is a farce. If we don't make up our mind today to make this contract, this covenant today, not with us and the Democratic Party, to hell with the Democrats and to hell with the Republicans.
I'm back. All right. Let's see. If anybody got something to say, 1. My bad, y'all. Anybody got something to say, you just press 1 and now unmute your mic. Unless all y'all just want to listen, which is cool with me because we got about 7 minutes left. So that's good. But, yeah, we just have to do better. And we just have to really carry on the spirit of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. See, he gave us instructions. How many of us know those instructions? How many of us heard those instructions? He gave us specific instructions the last time he spoke to us. One of those instructions in particular was 2 words, be kind. You know, we are true. We a trip. Look, don't get me wrong. It's a time for war and it's a time for peace. Right now, we are definitely in war mode, like war mode. Like, don't get me wrong now. This is just a show for us who are in the ranks so we can get our stuff together first before we tackle these crazy people out here lying on us. Like the lady who, I spoke about her before. But this one white woman, she was so enraged at the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan Twitter account, had his Twitter account up, and she didn't. So they got her for hate speech. So she goes to the headquarters of Twitter and in New York City, and she handcuffs herself to the door, and she has posters, huge poster boards of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan basically quoting him when he said, I'm not anti-Semite, I'm anti-termite. Like, you know how they try to blow that out of proportion. But the lady handcuffed herself, and she said she wasn't leaving until Farrakhan has his Twitter page moved. And I'm like, these people are crazy. But that goes to show how far they'll go to condemn a man who has done no evil and has said nothing but the truth. But that's their nature, man. I'm trying to learn myself personally not to get so pissed off when I hear things like that because I get mad. I get really mad. I get real pissed off. But not because of the fact that
the enemy is doing what the enemy is doing. It's just because of the fact that I know that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is not what they say that he is. And for them, those hypocrites, to keep lying on him, it just pisses me off. That's all. But nevertheless, we just have to do better, man. We really do have to do better. But we got about 4 minutes left. So we're going to come back, inshallah, next week. My sister Desiree, I'm assuming she got caught up with work or something. It's a hardworking sister, man. She really does help me out a lot on here. Like, she really does. So all praise due to Allah for her, man. Like, so major shout out to her. But I'm going to have to talk to her and come up with another topic for next week. But I think it may be regarding this thing regarding the nation receiving so-called funding. I may just debunk all of that because, see, man, we have to understand. The minister has told us when he challenged the enemy to a showdown, the showdown, he said, paraphrasing, he said, "You think it's just me? You think I'm the only one who you got to deal with? I got plenty of people who you got to deal with." And basically what he was saying, he said, "I got stars. I want to be one of those stars. By Allah's permission, I want to be one of those stars." The minister put out a post on Facebook yesterday, and he was saying, "Have y'all heard anything from those who I challenged?" I reposted it, and I said, "Hell no, dear Holy Apostle, I ain't hear anything. I ain't hear anything from them because they don't want that smoke, man. They do not want that smoke." Let's see. We have a caller who has something to say. Last four digits, 5314. You are live. If you got a question or anything you want to say.
Hi. Is it me?
Yes, it's you.
Okay. Okay, so is this about rap? I've never heard the show before. Or is it just all genres?
Say that again. Repeat yourself.
Is this about all genres of music, or like just a specific one? Because I'm a really fire SoundCloud rapper.
Oh no, this is not about music. This is not about music.
Shout out my SoundCloud. It's Lil Sif. Listen to Money Man and Lil Sif Holiday Money Sign song.
Hello. Okay. Anyways. Back to what I was saying. Yeah, the minister, he got backup, man. He has backup. We're his backup. You know, brother Dr. Wesley Muhammad, student minister Dr. Wesley Muhammad, man, our brother is laying down phenomenal rebuttals to Paul Guthrie, whatever his name is. My brother is laying down phenomenal rebuttals to all the lies and deceptions that he has been laying at the feet of Master Farah Muhammad. So shout out to the minister, Dr. Wesley Muhammad. But that's what I'm saying. We have to take time. I know we work. I know we have bills. We're trying to do things. I know. But we have to take time to study our lessons, study what we've been given. Because, look, we're going to have to fight these people, period, verbally. We have to fight these people. And if they approach us physically, then we'll handle that too, physically. Verbally, we're going to have to fight these people. The Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan called for the showdown. So since he called for the showdown, and we said, "May we run it with you, Brother Minister?" Okay.
So get your study game up, brother. Stop being distracted by these people on social media who ain't doing nothing, bunch of bums. They don't have a pot to piss in. They ain't doing anything. But typing away on social media, that's all they do. You cut the internet off, their whole entire life disappears instantly. Stop giving them entertainment. Get into your studies, man. Get into our studies, because the stage is being set, and the minister is setting it. He said it himself. Taking the master's Gregoire. I want to be there. So we got a couple people on Fox News and MSNBC and all these places. You know, we got a couple people who we can do a quick little sparring match with. That's all. And for the black devils who continuously to come at us, we can come at them too. I'm not saying we can't fight the enemy. I'm not saying we can't fight his dumb devils. I'm just saying we should stop trying to fight one another who are in the ranks and who are active with one another. If somebody's inactive and they're talking crazy, what do? We do not associate with those who are out of the mosque. Out of the mosque means either they've been put out or they choose not to come out, according to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And it's in your Restrict the Law book. It's right there. That's what out of the mosque means. So since that's the case, we have a way to handle them. We don't talk to them. We don't discuss nothing with them. We just completely cut them off. They are persona non grata. They don't mean anything. If they come back to the ranks, all praise due to Allah. If they decide to fall out, and then if they turn hypocrite and all that, that's when we can talk to them, but in a way that shows and proves that they are a bunch of liars. But other than that, we shouldn't converse with them. So if you have something to say again, just press 1 and I'll answer your call. If you have a question or concern, just press 1 and I'll see that you have something to say. But I'm about to wrap the show up in about 5 minutes if I don't see any callers who got something else to say. So, yeah, that's just where I'm at with all of this. You just cannot afford to be distracted. And a lot of us have been distracted. Because if Allah forced us to unite, it may be in a way that it's going to be in a way we don't want it. That's just a fact. So why do that now? Why unite when the minister leaves? Like we're so, like, the minister is here. That's my point. The sun has not fully set yet. He's here. He's with us. So since he's here and he's with us, why act a fool now? You shouldn't act a fool at all. But why act a fool when he's here? That don't make any sense. That doesn't make any sense. We just really have to make sure we take charge of our posts and our simple property and walking our posts in a perfect manner, keeping always on the alert. That's all we have to do. It would be fine. But this was a call for unity, y'all. I really wasn't even planning on doing the show until last night. Something just, you know, Allah was like, man, say something. You know, and so I decided to say something. Praise be to Allah. I got it all out without the aid of my sister, my co-host. But it's okay. I know she's a hard worker. She's probably doing something very, very important that tied her up. You know, but yeah, man, so let's just continue to strive, do better, and unite with one another. Because when the sun sets, when the minister is no longer here, that's when we really are going to feel the cool of the night.
that's when we really are going to have to rely on one another to keep warm. That's just actual facts. So why wait? Why not do it now? Why not do it now? So anyways, I'm your brother. This is Light 'Em Up Radio. And I'm out of here, y'all. Peace.
A whole bunch of talking, doing a whole bunch of nothing. Get them! Wait, I see a whole lot of frontin'. A whole bunch of talking, doing a whole bunch of nothing. Get them!